You're listening to the official podcast of the New England Patriots. Welcome back to our weekly segment of the Roster Report. Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and on today's Roster Report, February 23rd, say whether Patriots key kicker Adam Vinatieri has been tagged a franchise player. Also hear an update on other players around the league that have already been tagged as franchise players. All this and more now with PFW's Paul Pirillo and PBN's Brian Lowe.
Thank you, Lori. Welcome back to Patriots Podcast Roster Report. It is Thursday, and it is deadline day. We're not talking about the NBA trade deadline, Paul, although that is today as well. The deadline for NFL teams to place the franchise or transition tag on their players is today at 4 o'clock, and that time came and went. The New England Patriots did not place the franchise or transition tag on anyone, most notably Adam Vinatieri, their kicker. What are the ramifications of this decision or non-decision?
Well, I mean, I think that it remains to be seen exactly what the ramifications are, but right now we know the Patriots are going to have about a week or so until March 3rd, which is the start of the new NFL calendar, next Friday, that's going to end their exclusive, window to negotiate with all their free agents. They have 16 free agents right now, unrestricted. And Adam Vinatieri, as you said, is one of them. And, you know, that's the ramifications. They don't have that safety net now that holds, you know, that allows them to hold on to Adam. And they run the risk now, if they can get to March 3rd, without having a long-term deal in place, they run the risk of losing their long-time kicker.
Yeah, and the way I see it, I don't foresee there being a long-term agreement between the Patriots and Vinatieri in the next week.
I would agree.
And if he does get to unrestricted free agency, to me, the Patriots are one of 32. I don't think that he's going to consider them too much of a hometown discount. I don't know that he really should. I mean, he should see what's out there, and I don't think he's going to necessarily say the Patriots are where I have to really want to be.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. However, I do think that the Patriots are going to find a way to get this done. Now, whether that gets done in the next week or so, I don't know. I know that the Patriots, for the most part, their brain trust, their scouting department, Scott Pioli, Bill Belichick, the coaches, are all in Indianapolis working on the scouting combine. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't, devote some time for negotiations. I mean, there's a lot of branches to the front office tree, and Scott Pioli will certainly have time to devote to working on potential free agent deals. You know, they have David Givens, they have Stephen Neal, they have Tom Ashworth, Troy Brown. There are other guys here involved as well, and I would be surprised if we don't see some signings announced in the next couple of days. Probably more lower level signings, but the ramifications that you started off the whole thing with. Right now, in the past, last year they applied the tag to Adam Vinatieri, and that allowed the Patriots to hold on to him because basically, you're not going to lose a franchise player. A team's not going to surrender two first round picks plus a lucrative free agent contract to sign a player, especially not a kicker.
Exactly.
So you lose that safety net, but I agree with the Patriots in this regard. In order to franchise him, and we talked about the definitions of all the tags last week, and when you ran all the definitions down, the Patriots would have had to pay Adam, because he was the highest paid guy last year, it wouldn't just be the average of the top five salaries. It would have been 120% of his salary from last year, which would have translated to roughly about a little over $3 million. That's a lot of money for a kicker. I don't care how good the kicker is.
Right.
That's a lot of money for a kicker. By contrast, the second highest paid kicker, according to the NFLPA website, is Neil Rackers from Arizona. He signed a four-year deal for $6.4 million with a $3 million signing bonus.
So that's under two a year.
So you're talking about $6.4 million over 4 years. Mm-hmm. If the Patriots had franchised Adam Vinatieri today, which, wasn't out of the realm of possibility, they could have done it, they would have paid him in 2005 and in 2006 more than $5.5 million.
Right.
So you're talking he would have almost got what Rackers is going to get over 4 years in two.
Right.
Wouldn't have made much financial sense.
Have made much financial sense. And let's face it, the way this team looks at any roster decisions are all based truly on their objective, and they're based on what this guy is going to do at the value that he's at for this coming year. Is there a bigger PR hit with this guy if he were to leave than other guys, A, and B, do they care? I mean, is that at all a factor?
Well, I wonder, I think the first part of your question is, I don't think they care, to answer the second part.
Care.
But the first part of your question, I think, is very interesting. What does Patriots Nation have to think? If, let's just say, for example, hypothetically, next week our next podcast comes on and the start of the league year comes out and suddenly we find out that Adam Vinatieri signs a long-term deal elsewhere. you know, Dallas. As everybody says, you know, if this guy gets to the open market, Parcells will make a run at him. How does Patriots Nation deal with that? You know, what's the hue and cry?
Yeah, and I think it would be significant.
I think it would be, but like everything else here, it doesn't matter. It's a small, you know, brush fire in the span of, you know, in the scheme of the entire season. It'll be a big deal for a couple of weeks, but it'll go away unless kicking starts to cost them games down the road.
And that's got to be the fear, because we mentioned Dallas is a possible destination for Vinatieri. They had major kicking problems last year. A lot of teams do.
If the Patriots had Dallas's kicking last year, they may not have made the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, even though Adams didn't have a huge year, he was 20 for 25 in field goals, but he had a couple of game winners.
Yeah.
And Dallas
Atlanta
didn't have any successful kicks.
No.
They were awful.
Pittsburgh and Atlanta were both games that were tied in the final 30 seconds or whatever it was.
Right. Now, Dallas would have missed those kicks and been in overtime.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Vinatieri situation is certainly interesting. It's not the only roster, situation the Patriots have. And you mentioned the idea that perhaps they'll make some more re-signings in the next week before the new
year. I'm looking for some lower-level guys.
Right.
You know, maybe Michael Stone or an Artrell Hawkins.
Right.
Hawkins. You know, not necessarily saying David Givens is going to be a seven-year deal forthcoming. You know, obviously it can't be that long with the current CBA situation. Mm-hmm. But I think that some of the lower-level guys, Matt Chatham maybe, some of those guys, usually the dominoes start to fall into place before free agency hits.
And to date, Don Davis is the only one of their original 17 unrestricted free agents to re-sign. And there haven't been any new signings since last time we came to you with a podcast. Zuriel Smith is still the only other guy not previously.
Yeah, this is the roster report, but unfortunately we haven't had a lot to report on the roster per se.
Correct. As somewhat expected at this time of year. But things are going to pick up. In fact, the next time we come to you will be next week, and it should be Friday, March 3rd, which is the beginning of the new league year, and the beginning of the new league year means the start of free agency. Now, there are other things to consider in terms of the CBA, how that's going to affect what kind of domino effect that's going to have on the entire offseason structure of moves and all that. But as of today, next Friday, March 3rd, is the beginning of the new league year, and it'll be interesting to see, A, which guys are on the free agent market, guys around the NFL who were not given the franchise tag, and there weren't all that many. And the other question is, do the Patriots, do we see guys like David Givens perhaps, strike a quick deal with some other team? Joe Andruzzi did that last year, I believe, really quickly. Ted Washington, I think, 2 years
David
before.
Patton was
David
like
Patton
a stroke
was
of midnight
of the
for
right,
Washington.
So there's some interesting things, and we'll have that for you next Friday on the podcast. But I know, you know, in terms of other transition and franchise guys around the league, the AFC East, fairly active. John Abraham and with the Jets, Nate Clements with the Bills, both given the franchise tag. And late today, I believe,
Jeff Backus.
We had Jeff Backus from Detroit.
Offensive tackle, which is not a surprise. He's a starting left tackle. You wouldn't have expected him to hit the open market. A couple of transition guys as well.
That's right. Steve Hutchinson,
the guard from Seattle, and Brian Williams.
And Brian Williams, exactly. A little easier. When you're a transition player, it's a little easier for other teams to acquire you because they don't have to give up that draft pick compensation.
Yeah, it's just coming up with an offer sheet and hope the other team doesn't match it because you don't have the compensation to worry about.
Exactly. So, again, we're going to wrap things up now. Adam Vinatieri not given the franchise tag by the Patriots. The deadline of 4 p.m. On this Thursday, February 23rd, came and went. So Adam Vinatieri, barring a long-term extension agreement with the Patriots over the next 8 days, will become a free agent on March 3rd. That's going to wrap up this edition of Patriots Podcast Roster Report. We're back with you next week. Be sure to join us then.
That's it for this week's Roster Report. Come back next week for all the latest updates. Thanks for listening.